Good morning and welcome to St. Patrick's Cathedral. Today is Tuesday, July 8th, the 14th week in Ordinary Time. This is a votive mass of the most precious blood. Our celebrant this morning is Monsignor Lamorte, and this mass is being offered for the intentions of John Bengtson.
Hamilton.
Please rise and let us sing together our entrance hymn, number 746, Shepherd of Souls, number 746.
Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
And with your spirit.
Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins as we prepare to celebrate the sacred mysteries. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
And may Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, who by the precious blood of your only begotten Son have redeemed the whole world, preserve in us the work of your mercy, so that, ever honoring the mystery of our salvation, we may merit to obtain its fruits. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen. A reading from the book of Genesis. In the course of the night, Jacob arose, took his two wives with the two maidservants and his 11 children, and crossed the ford of the Jabbok. After he had taken them across the stream and had brought over all his possessions, Jacob was left there alone. Then some man wrestled with him until the break of dawn. When the man saw that he could not prevail over him, he struck Jacob's hip at its socket, so that the hip socket was wrenched as they wrestled. The man then said, "Let me go, for it is daybreak." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go until you bless me." The man asked, "What is your name?" He answered, "Jacob." Then the man said, "You shall no longer be spoken of as Jacob, but as Israel, because you have contended with divine and human beings and have prevailed." Jacob then asked him, "Do tell me your name, please." He answered, "Why should you want to know my name?" With that, he bade him farewell. Jacob named the place Peniel, "Because I have seen God face to face," he said, "yet my life has been spared." At sunrise, he left Penuel. Jacob limped along because of his hip. That is why, to this day, the children of Israel do not eat the sciatic muscle that is on the hip socket, inasmuch as Jacob's hip socket was struck at the sciatic muscle. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In justice I shall behold your face, O Lord.
In justice I shall behold your face, O Lord.
Hear, O Lord, a just suit. Attend to my outcry. Hearken to my prayer from lips without deceit. In justice I shall behold your face, O Lord. From you let my judgment come. Your eyes behold what is right. Though you test my heart, searching it in the night, though you try me with fire, you shall find no malice in me. In justice I shall behold your face, O Lord. I call upon you, for you will answer me, O God. Incline your ear to me, hear my word. Show your wondrous mercies, O Savior of those who flee from their foes. In justice I shall behold your face, O Lord. Hide me in the shadow of your wings. I, in justice, shall behold your face. On walking, I shall be content in your presence. In justice I shall behold your face, O Lord.
From the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. A demoniac who could not speak was brought to Jesus, and when the demon was driven out of the mute man, he spoke. The crowds were amazed and said, "Nothing like this has ever been seen in Israel." But the Pharisees said, "He drives out demons by the prince of demons." Jesus went around to all the towns and villages, preaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and curing every disease and illness. At the sight of the crowds, his heart was moved with pity for them, because they were troubled and abandoned, like sheep without a shepherd. And then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is abundant, but laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for the harvest." The Gospel of the Lord. If you've ever suffered from sciatica, then the closing sentences of today's first reading from the book of Genesis would have particular significance to you. Thank God I never suffered from it, although I know a lot of people who have, and it's a very painful disease. We get it right there from the first book of the Bible, from the book of Genesis. More pointedly, a little bit of a reflection on Matthew's gospel. Right now, I think, living in this world of ours, this very troubled world, we might notice, we might experience that it is overcome with suffering and injustice and even wars around the world. Will there ever be a time in our history when we live without a war? And of course, if there were ever a time for us to feel like sheep without a shepherd, this is that time when we wander around looking for some relief and comfort and guidance. Yet, when we place ourselves and our trust in Jesus, who spoke to the people in the gospel, the people of his day, then just like the man who was mute in the gospel, we too can find healing and peace in our lives. Brothers and sisters, as heirs of salvation, we confidently approach God with the needs of the world. So we pray for the shepherds of God's people, that the Holy Spirit will stir their hearts with fervor for the gospel. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For world and national leaders, that God will help them carry out their duties with prudence, guided by his truth and his mercy. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who are struggling to forgive themselves, that the healing of God will bring them comfort. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our neighbors in this community in need of prayers, that God may enfold them with his mercy, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for all those who have died, our faithful departed, that they may be raised in heaven with the company of the angels and saints, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
O God of mercy, incline your ear and listen to our prayers and grant our petitions according to your holy will, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. Through your goodness we have this bread to offer, which the earth has given and human hands have made. It will become for us the bread of life. By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. Through your goodness, we have this wine to offer. Fruit of the vine, work of human hands, become our spiritual drink. Lord God, we ask you to receive us. Be pleased with this sacrifice we offer. Brothers and sisters, pray that my sacrifice and yours will be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
As we offer our oblation to your majesty, O Lord, may we draw near in these mysteries to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and celebrate anew the sprinkling of his blood in which lies all our salvation, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For through the saving passion of your Son, the whole world has received a heart to confess the infinite power of your majesty. Since by the wondrous power of the cross, your judgment on the world is now revealed and the authority of Christ crucified. And so, Lord, with all the angels and saints, we too give you thanks, as in exaltation we acclaim. Indeed, holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection you have set us free.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Leo, our Pope, Timothy, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs of eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Grant us peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord,
I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof,
but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Let us sing together our communion hymn number 528, Gift of Finest Wheat,
Blood of
number
Christ.
528.
Finest wheat, come give to us.
Let us pray. Restored with heavenly food and drink, we beseech you, Almighty God, to protect from fear of their enemies all those you have redeemed by the precious blood of your Son, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life.
Thanks be to God.
Let us sing together our recessional hymn number 579, In Christ There Is No East or West, number 579.